I think the Connaughty Centre is totally embedded in Corby. It was built by my father and other fathers from Stewarts and Lloyds. They bought bricks. Stewarts and Lloyds Pension Fund gave money, and it's been here for such a long time. I've been working down here on and off for 30 years, and I'm now working with grandchildren of young people that came here 30 years ago. You know, it's embedded in the history of Corby and the life of Corby people.
Carol Copeland runs YouthWorks, one of the organisations that use the Connaughty Centre in Corby. The building, which dates from 1969, had been built with donations from steelworkers. Generations of young people have used the centre. Lee is 18 and has been coming here for 7 years.
It's just a great place to hang out, and there isn't really much available to the Corby children. So growing up here, you get to know a lot of people, and no one here really gives up on you. So like, if you've got any aspirations or dreams, they'll always help you get through it.
The County Council manage the building but are looking to cut costs. It could be closed. A consultation is getting underway. 17-year-old Paige started coming here when she was 13.
I'd like to see the centre saved because I think it's a good place for young people to just hang out and chill, and it keeps a lot of people off the street, which will decrease the antisocial behaviour around Corby.
Corby Radio is another organisation that uses the centre. Station manager Des Barber doesn't want to contemplate the expensive business of building studios elsewhere.
We've got three studios here. We've got a training academy. It's all the wiring. It's all the building work that would have to be done, because obviously studios would have to be built. It's all soundproofed. It's all the rewiring is a massive task on its own. So it's not something that we look forward to, because we've already done it once before.
The local MP Louise Mensch has an office in the Connaughty Centre. She understands that the County Council has to save money, but believes the community can run the centre themselves.
I'd like to see it transferred back into community ownership and taken over by the community, so that it can be used as a great youth centre. It is a great part of Corby's history, and it's disabled accessible, it's very well served by buses, it's easy to get to, so we would like to see it both saved and reaching its full potential.
That would require money, wouldn't it? If the County Council has running costs, those costs have to be paid by someone else. Where would the money come from?
Yeah, well, there are all kinds of ways to raise the money, through charitable donations, through rents paid by making better use of the space, people using the offices and so forth. Communities have successfully taken over assets of this kind in projects up and down the country, and I'm going to be talking to organisations that have done that in other areas to see how they manage to pay those bills. Of course, it has to be paid, but it doesn't necessarily have to be paid by bureaucrats at County Hall, and it might be better to have the Connaughty Centre, which is for the people of Corby, run by the people of Corby.
Carol Copeland from YouthWorks hopes the centre can survive.
We would need to sit down and have the discussion with the County Council, but there is things like community asset transfers, there is things like maybe charging people that use the building to facilitate some of that, to help them pay for the costs. But, I mean, we will sit down and talk with them. Negotiations will start. Consultation will start in the beginning of July.
Could the centre survive and run without the County Council?
That's a hard question to answer, but what we would like to do is have a go at trying that. We would like to see if we can, as the voluntary sector, run this centre for the young people of Corby, and we would give it a good shot. And yeah, I think we could do it if we're given the time and the support initially to get that off the ground.